Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
God's precision. I love how often archaeological discoveries absolutely verify biblical accounts. Haggai is a great example of this. He so precisely dates his prophecies, which are then corroborated by extra-biblical records from the Medes and Persians. For instance, check out these specific dates. 538 BC, Cyrus issues a decree allowing the Jews to return to Israel. We read about that in Isaiah chapter 45, verses 1 through 3. 537 BC, the exiles return, and in 536 BC, they lay the foundation of the temple. That's seen in Ezra chapter 3, verse 8. In 536 BC, opposition arises and the work stops. We see that in Ezra chapter 4, verses 1 through 6. In 520 BC, Haggai and Zechariah arrive and begin ministering. We see that in Ezra chapter 5, verses 1 and 2, and Haggai chapter 1, verses 1 through 15. Also in 520 BC, opposition arises again, and Haggai speaks a word of encouragement. Ezra chapter 5, verses 3 through 5, and Haggai chapter 2, verses 1 through 9. And in 516 BC, after receiving a favorable reply from King Darius, the temple is completed. Ezra chapter 6, verses 13 to 15. The reason these dates are so important is that they precisely align with the prophecy spoken by Jeremiah before the Israelites were even taken into exile. God said they would return to worship in Jerusalem 70 years after their exile. See Jeremiah chapter 29, verses 10 through 14, and Daniel chapter 9, verses 1 through 2, which is exactly what happened. They were taken into captivity in 586 BC, and the temple was completed in 516 BC. Haggai's final prophecy in chapter 2, verses 20 to 23, has an unusual ending. It's unusual in that it doesn't sound like the end that usually ends a book of the Bible. That is precisely because it's not the end. God tells Zerubbabel that he is God's signet ring, a mark of God's supreme authority. Zerubbabel was not the signet ring, but he was a forerunner, a type of Jesus. So when we trace the genealogies of Jesus in the New Testament, we see that Zerubbabel appears in the family line of both Joseph and Mary, both the family line from Abraham, who received God's covenant, and the family line of Adam, who heard God promise that a human offspring would crush Satan's head. These genealogies are as precise and exacting as the dates for the return of the exiles. God does everything exactly according to plan. He speaks his promise to us, and we can stand on those promises. Jesus is the signet ring that stamps his amen to every promise of God on which we stand. God is not vague. He is precise. He has a plan for all of history, which is his story, and he has a precise plan for your life too. So in building on our list from last week, let's add one more item. 1. Hear the word of God. 2. Consider the word of God. 3. Obey the word of God. And 4. Stand assured, encouraged, and unmovable on the word of God. What God says he will do, he will do. If you've missed any of the messages in our series looking at the major lessons from the minor prophets, I've shared a link to all of those messages in the show notes.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.